And the reason we did it back then is because we were upfronting the money each month, and then when they'd get their bill for their half, they'd pay us back. But a lot of times it was 2 months after the fact, and not because it just, all those things take a while. And so, and at that time, we were getting a fair amount of money on the money we had in the bank, which isn't the case anymore. Mm-hmm. But so my argument then was that they, sure, to help, so we shouldn't be paying the interest on this money. So we've been holding this money in as a deposit, and so our discussion over there was when they adopted this, we could start taking money out of that initially, and then when, if we, and that's $50,000, which is almost half the year, and when we're done with that, if we, they need to pay more, we'll bill them, and they will be more than happy to pay their fair share. So I think we're on board already, and the money's there to get reimbursed all the way back to July for our, for their half, and so I've just got to do the calculations, and so it's being done.
Cool. Okay.
Anything further on this item?
Nope. I think we're good.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. Item 13A, proposed ordinance number 875. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Section 3, Administration and Personnel of the Wrangell Municipal Code by repealing Chapter 3.50, Cemetery Advisory Committee, in its entirety. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading and move to the second reading with a public hearing to be held March 11, 2014.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes. Go ahead.
I think to the public, this is disbanding the cemetery committee, and the reason for it is lack of people, lack of attendance, and I think it's a good thing that we move forward on it. In a time in the future, we could always redo it, so, as it was stated.
Are we just putting them in inactive, not disbanding?
No, we're rescinding it.
Okay.
Should also be noted that the cemetery committee has not met in almost two years.
Yeah. So,
and the original purpose was to find land for a new cemetery, which was done some years ago. So there's been a few other things that they dealt with, such as
the decorations
and that sort of thing, but you know, for things like that, I don't think we need a standing committee. We could, if something comes up, we could have a special committee or something like that. Any other discussion?
Assembly members Wiederspan?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed ordinance number 876. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 5.08.005 and 5.08.050 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to sales tax to establish a definition of single purchase sale and amend exemption for a single purchase of goods or services. This is a first reading.
I move to approve the first reading and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on March 11, 2014.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Can we have Jeff speak to this for the public so they more understandable?
Just real quickly, the reason we're doing this is because we had followed this practice actually forever. And we had a vendor move into town, and they were reading the sales tax code closely to make sure they were going to be doing the right things. And in that, it was discovered that as we really read it, it meant like things like fuel. As an example, if you went and bought $10,000 worth of fuel, you were going to pay 7% sales tax on the full $10,000. The practice had always been that you would pay 7% up to the cap, which at that time was, or at this time is $1,200, although we're recommending a little to increase that a little bit. So that was the kind of the reasoning behind this, but it also said that if you went to a particular store in town and bought $1,000 of item A and $1,000 of something different, item B, and $1,000 of item 3, you would pay on the full $3,000. So if you bought, say, lumber and windows and some equipment, you could, even though it was one invoice, one sale, you would pay the $3,000 because you were buying three separate kind of things. So that was, I don't think was ever the intent, even when the ordinance was changed years ago. We haven't followed that practice. And basically we followed the practice that, wrongly all these years, but that if you went into a store and bought, in one purchase, and bought something over the cap, you were just gonna pay the amount of sales tax up to the cap. And so the idea of this, and changing the wording from single unit, which is like a gallon, to single sale idea, so no matter what's combined in one sale, you can still, you just go to the cap. And then we're also, the code, Mayor Jack and Assemblymember Stowe was on the code review committee, and we also talked about raising the cap from 1,200 to 1,500. Haynes is 5,000, Sitka's 1,500, Petersburg's 1,200, but they're looking at 1,500. I don't know if we got what Ketchikan was.
Ketchikan, I believe they're 12 or 15, and they're looking at raising it to 2 as soon as the city passes their ordinance.
And raising the cap, $300 isn't, I think it's 21 bucks. Thanks. Can't do anything without a calculator. That's not a lot, but it is a lot on if you're paying 7% on $10,000 or some big chunk. And there's a lot of boats that, you know, these bigger boats that come in here and take buku fuel, or just a lot of things that really make a difference. And it's not that way with our neighbors, so we certainly didn't want to chase away business. And anyway, that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we're doing.
Thank you. Any further questions or discussion? Yes.
Sitting on the code committee, we've recommended this forward. I just want to make mention that some of the people I've talked to still like the $1,200 limit. I just want to put that out there, because the people I've talked to were at the $1,200 limit. It's hard for people to change, I understand. But I thought I'd throw that out there, just so it's aware in the public that we are changing the thing, and they have the opportunity to speak on it.
Well, kind of along those lines, I mean, this came up because of an issue of how it was being collected and that sort of thing, not what the level was. But yeah, we're changing the level. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like changing the level, which means changing our revenue stream, we should have that discussion when we have our budget discussion. And if we need more revenue, that's where that should come from, out of that discussion. But just increasing it because we were changing it anyway, I don't know, I feel like the public might have issues with that, the general public.
But I also agree though with that, but you know, it's, as you look at here, we're pretty low compared to the other communities, and changing it $300 is only gonna be $21 more. It's not a big chunk. You know, where Haynes is $5,000, I mean, you know, if we're just going up that little amount of money, I don't think we need to wait clear to that point. I mean, it's, if we were going a lot.
And going into this, that wasn't our intent. As we started to do research and to see, you know, what other communities do on the other subject, I think we realized that, I think just over time, kind of an inflation thing, that the $1,200 has been there for quite a while, and I think just, like I said, just an inflation thing. And the other thing we, I guess, thought about, that there's not that many sales that are over $1,200. I mean, most of your sales are the normal stuff you're going to pay for is at the grocery store. You go over to the hardware store and buy some lumber or something. And so it's just those bigger sales. And I think on a, you know, like if you're buying an outboard motor or you're buying $10,000 worth of fuel, on something that big, it's, you're not going to do that very often for an individual. And so $21 more on one of those, I guess that's how we were looking at it. It's not going to make that much more revenue, I don't think. I think it was just trying to keep, you know, kind of, these are what other communities do. I mean, it is going to be a little bit more, but the number of $1,000 or $1,200 sales that you have, individual sales, I just don't think is enough that you're going to, I mean, it's not going to like increase our revenues $20,000 or $30,000. I think it's going to be pretty small. So, but that's just the reason we did it. I'm, you know, that's certainly.
And at the time that the ordinance as it stands now, the fuel being the major purchase that that would relate to, fuel was quite a bit cheaper than it is now. So it would, you know, it would take a whole many more gallons to get to that 1,200 than it does today.
Yeah, I think it was raised from 1,000 to 1,200 back in the early
2003.
So that's been 11 years ago that it was put at $1,200. So.
Anything further?
Poll, Assembly members Decker?
Of course.
McCloskey?
Yes. Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of bid received from Petro Marine Services to furnish petroleum products for the city and borough of Langle, Langle Public Schools, and Langle Medical Center.
Move to approve Petro Marine Services as a fuel provider for the city and borough of Wrangell, Wrangell Public School, and the Wrangell Medical Center for the period of February 1st, 2014 through January 31st, 2016, based on the management fee of 0.354 per gallon.
Second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Can I?
Yes.
I think this actually is supposed to be March 1st. Sorry. March 1, 2014 through, I think this was the original one and then we had a delay in it. Yeah. So it's March 1st, 2014 through February 28th, 2016. Sorry.
Actually, it's February 29th.
Cause
that's
okay, that's a leap year. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. March 1st to 2014 to February 29th to 2016.
February
20.
Mm-hmm. Mayor? Yes. Could you explain the difference? This is the first time our difference on that. And I understand what it is, but
okay. Just for the public. In the past, the two vendors in town, one of them got their fuel from Seattle, which is from an area that they have this published price that everybody uses. And the other vendor did not get their fuel from Seattle, and so they got it from Ketchikan, from Petro Marine. So the system that we bid this time is called an OPIS-based system, and OPIS means Oil Price Information System, and there's a publication that's done by this group that publishes a daily price for fuel out of different places, Seattle being one of them, and LA and other places. And so the way the bid is based, and this is how the state of Alaska does it, this is how the federal government does it, is that we actually don't bid the price of fuel. We bid, because that's going to be the same for each bidder. So on a particular day, if they deliver fuel on March 1st, we would look at this Opus information system. They would publish the price on a particular day, and actually we're doing a weekly average, but they would publish this price that goes out to anybody that wants it. So whoever the winning vendor is, you would get charged that price out of Seattle on that day. Plus, they have a management fee, and this is the part that they bid, the management fee to get that fuel from Seattle to Wrangell and in our tanks. So they have this fee that they bid that is for that portion of it. And so that's the only part. The other part, the actual fuel cost, is the same for either one of them under this bidding system, which makes it a lot fairer. So they're just bidding how efficient they can get it from point A to point B. And so anyway, as you can see, Petromarine was, they're gonna charge us 35 cents a gallon to do that, get that fuel from Seattle to Wrangell and in our tanks. And the other bidder was 93 cents, so almost 60 cents difference in the price that will be billed. But again, this was the system we had before. We had to kind of do this rinky-dink thing that didn't work very good because we had to try to accommodate both vendors in town, and they had got their fuel from different places, so this never did work. And so once Petromarine took over, they both play on the same, with the same rules now. So like I said, this is how the state does it, this is how the feds do it, and it's the fairest way to do it. Did that answer the question?
Yeah, I understood this. I've been through this with them before, so I understood.
Any further questions or comments?
Assemblymember McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Weirspoon?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of the Fourth Amendment to the Wrangell Marine Service Center facility lease agreement for Tyler Thompson.
Move to approve amendment number 4 of the Wrangell Marine Service Center Facility Lease Agreement and to increase the monthly lease amount from $188 to $288 as per the original lease agreement.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Assemblymember McCloskey?
Yes.
Weiderspan?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Approval of a letter to CEPA requesting that they consider the transfer of the operations and management of the Tyee Hydroelectric Project from the Thomas Bay Power Authority to the Southeast Alaska Power Authority.
I move to approve the letter from Manager Jeff Jaybush to CEPA that requests that they consider transfer the operations and management of the Tyee Hydroelectric Project from the Thomas Bay Power Authority to the Southeast Alaska Power Authority. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just one quick thing. I believe that if we received Petersburg's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they've already signed this and sent it over here. So.
Just a note that this would be a joint letter between the city and borough of Wrangell and the city and borough of Petersburg.
Yes.
I have some comments.
Go ahead.
This letter goes out to CEPA, which the communities are agreeing that they need to go down a different route. The questions that I have raised before still haven't been answered. The ordinances formed Thomas Bay, and Thomas Bay has all the authority of the contracts and everything. Everything was given by both communities to Thomas.